All right, it's Mike Kayshot, half founder of Dr. Farga podcast, so it's Dr. Farga. This episode will be reviewing WCW Spring Stampede 2000, which is the fifth and final Spring Stampede event produced by WCW World Championship Wrestling. Released on April 16, 2000 at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. And this one is where they vacated all the titles and they had tournaments and matches to determine all new champions as part of the Eric Bischoff and Vince Russo reboot of WCW. So, they end up with the Millionaires Club, which is like the heroic group of veterans and rich wrestlers, and then they had the New Blood, which is the villainous young wrestlers. And the storyline should have been backwards, but yeah. And they had a triple threat match, tag team match. Ric Flair and the Total Package, Lex Luger and Miss Elizabeth, defeated the Harris brothers, Ron and Don Harris, and the Mamelukes, Shining the Bull and Big Vito with Disco Inferno. Not too bad. Flair wrestling with his suit pants and trust shirt on was pretty good. Yeah, not too bad. Singles match, Mancow with Al Roker Jr., Turd the Bartender, and Freak defeated Jimmy Hart. Trash. Next, singles match, Scott Steiner defeated The Wall by disqualification. Not too bad. Could have been worse. Singles match, Mike Awesome defeated Ernest Miller. And it was just kind of there. Tag team match, Shane Douglas and Buff Bagwell defeated Harlem Heat 2000, Steve Ray and Big T with Jay Biggs and Cash. Just kind of there. Not too special there. Singles match, Sting defeated Booker T in an awesome match. Just one of the better matches on the show. And the next match was pretty solid, too. Vampiro defeated Billy Kidman and Torrey Wilson. These were United States Championship Tournament matches. I thought this one was pretty solid as well. Then they had a hardcore match with a vacant WCW Hardcore Championship. Terry Funk defeated Norman Smiley. Fun to watch. I thought it was very, very good overall. Not the best, but it was entertaining. Especially Norman Smiley's antics. Then they had a singles match. Scott Steiner defeated Mike Awesome by submission. Yeah, not too bad, but very short. Singles match, Sting defeated Vampiro by submission. This is pretty good. I thought it was a pretty solid match, even though they didn't have too much time on it. Six-way match for the vacant WCW Cruiserweight Championship. Chris Candido with Tammy Lynn Sitch defeated The Artist with Paisley, Juventud Guerrera, Shannon Moore with Shane Helms, Lash Giroux, and Crowbar with Daphne. Fun match. I thought it was very, very good. Andy was kind of lame, but overall the match was pretty solid. Then the final for the vacant WCW World Tag Team Championship. The franchise, Shane Douglas and Buff Bagwell with Vince Russo defeated Nature Boy Ric Flair in a total package with Elizabeth after David Flair interfered and helped them lose. This one was pretty entertaining. I thought it was a lot better than it should have been, and definitely one of the three best matches on the show overall. Then they had a final for the vacant WCW United States Heavyweight Championship. Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner defeated Sting by submission after Vampiro pulled Sting under the ring. And it's like Sting was like bleeding when he came back. Pretty solid overall. Fun match to watch, especially the ending. Final for the vacant WCW World Heavyweight Championship. Main event of the evening, Jeff Jarrett, the Chosen One, defeated Diamond Dallas Page and Kimberly Page to win the title after Kimberly turned on Diamond Dallas. Pretty fun match. That was a very, very good overall. Solid main event, and both guys really gave it all. Definitely deserved to be the main event billing. Overall, could have been a lot better, could have been a lot worse, kind of in the middle. Peace of peeps, have a good one. Kids, podcast, corner center, myself, Williams, Hooter Donner, producers, the OGs. Peace of peeps, have a good one.